Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Call in and talk about whatever you want. But, man, it has been one heck of a day. The Raw story is calling it an all-out cyber war. And I, you know, this might be the biggest thing to happen on the internet. I mean, I don't know how to really say that, but this might be the biggest thing to happen on the internet yet. A group of hexors calling themselves Anonymous. I believe that they've there's been other groups that have called themselves Anonymous have launched an all-out cyber war. They're taking on MasterCard, huge bank company, money transfer company, Visa, PayPal, the lawyers that are representing, I guess, the women who are claiming that Julian Assange raped them, their websites, the everydns.com, a bunch of companies. Sarah Palin, as a matter of fact, is getting some of it. Let me just jump right into it. Ian, you with us now?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey.
Excellent. Sarah Palin is the latest target of Operation Payback, the group of hacktivists who have been launching cyber attacks against organizations and people working against WikiLeaks. Palin drew attention last week when she said WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange should be pursued with the same urgency we pursue Al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders. This is a man who had not been charged. This woman, who has no legal background, as I understand it, has suggested that the United States government pursue someone who has not been charged with any crime.
Oh, they'll find something to arrest.
That's the God's honest truth. As long as we want him, it doesn't matter, because we'll whip something up. And that's what justice has become in this country. You're with us or you're against us. If we don't like what you do, we'll whip something up. We got enough laws. We got more laws than one man could read in four lifetimes, and that's plenty to get you, pal. Forget freedom of the press. ABC News reports the website and personal credit card information of former government Sarah Palin were cyber attacked today by WikiLeaks supporters. The 2008 I don't think anybody's bank account should be attacked, but hey, WikiLeaks' was. You know, I mean, she took her stand. She got her political capital out of this by, you know, whipping up all her,
Yeah, I don't see
America, God, guts, and guns, folks.
You know, it goes back to the question that I asked last night about these corporations that are essentially choosing sides. The government lackeys, you know, these lapdogs, people like Visa, MasterCard, those folks. The question was, well, is it wrong to monkey wrench with these people? Is it wrong to do what the Anonymous group is doing, and that is target their servers for destruction? Is that wrong? I mean, this private property, we're liberty-minded people, we believe in private property, but you actually agreed with me last night that this was okay, Mark, and I was a little surprised by that.
Yeah, I know that you threw it out there as bait.
Yeah,
and I don't honestly know, Ian. I can't say. I mean, there are differences between the real world and the cyber world. If you destroy, what you said, you use the term destruction, and that's just not right, because MasterCard's going to be able to come back on when these denial of service attacks are over, and they may very well be over at this point. I imagine that they're only good for a certain period of time.
Yeah, MasterCard was back on today, but they did attack Visa this afternoon.
Yeah, they brought Visa down to its knees. And, you know, they can do this on a pretty regular basis until these companies capitulate.
Yeah, just say uncle. You know, just say we're sorry. I'm not the person heading up Anonymous. I don't know who that is.
But I would suggest that that's probably a course of action that would be helpful.
But, yeah, I wonder about that. I mean, would these people, I would hope, that the folks that are behind this, the people that are kind of leading the effort, because somebody has made the call. Somebody decided that it was this afternoon at 4 o'clock Eastern time that they were going to attack Visa. And by the way, at 4:02, when I checked the Visa website,
brought them down in minutes. I mean, just kablam.
Yeah. So
that was like Wolfgang Puck there. Kablooey!
Yeah.
Here's a little nutmeg. Pow!
Just incredible what's going on. But it brings me back to that question of, well, is this okay? I mean, now you were talking about Sarah Palin, who they've attacked her, you said her bank account and something else, her personal website?
It was her, not her bank account, but her Visa. It was her Visa account and...
her Visa account, huh? I wonder how they did that.
Okay, her personal credit cards account. Todd Palin's personal credit card accounts, Sarah and Todd Palin's, and shut down her Sarah PAC, which, of course, is going to get her elected president.
Hmm. I wonder how they went about doing that one. That I'm curious about. Like, how did they acquire his credit card number, or was there, like, a guy on the inside? It seems a little that seems a little strange. They would have been able to target one specific card.
People got into her email account.
Did they? Okay. Then
previously.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I'm not an elite hacker, so I wouldn't know how to go about that. But yeah, I mean, no, okay, so they chose these corporate dogs for the federal government chose a side, and hopefully if they unchoose, hopefully if they say uncle and we're sorry, that they'll be left alone at that
point. It would seem that way to me, but
I don't know.
You know, I can't speak for these people. I don't know.
That's why I posted
right now. What I see is injustice on one side. Let me state what I see as injustice.
Hold that thought. The question is, what about when it comes to an individual who chooses sides? I still say it's open season. Hey, lady, stop working for these people. Stop advocating aggression. I can't say I feel sorry for this person, and, you know, I understand these are human beings, right? They've got feelings. They believe they're doing what's right. These people that are working for the government, they have families. They've got lives, and is it right to be doing this? What do you think? At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. I say it's not causing physical harm to this person. She's not out in the cold in Alaska. She's not dying.
She's getting press out of this. Whatever inconvenience she's had, is beneficial to her presidential campaign. It's not like the guy off my this chat board that the Republican Party has here in New Hampshire that advocates this. It's not like they're attacking him. I mean, he wouldn't get any kind of mileage out of it. She's getting all kinds of mileage. The Sarah heads out there, they're all for what she's saying, and this just brings her closer to my heart.
I just that was my question. Is it different? If you think it's okay to monkey wrench when it comes to a corporation, is it different when it comes to some head politician, some head political figure like a Sarah Palin? 1-800-259-9231. All right, Mark, go ahead with, I don't know if you remember what you were going to say. But.
Yeah, the point that I wanted to make was that, there's injustice going on. Julian Assange is essentially editor-in-chief of a journalistic organization. That journalistic organization is called WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks is not a terrorist organization. They are not terrorizing anyone. No one has been harmed. One can make the claim that, well, our soldiers have been put in danger by these liberal leftists that are taking our information. Okay, fine. If the soldiers have been put in danger, then what you're talking about is a what-if situation, right? What if this information hadn't been released, then what would have happened versus when it was released? So it's like a what-if. Well, what if it wasn't released? We're innocent civilians, and anybody who's for this war will admit innocent civilians have been killed. In some news agencies have reported the numbers as high as 9 out of 10 people killed in Afghanistan are innocent civilians.
Hmm.
I don't know if I go for that number either. I know that some people push the numbers higher. But either way, if you're talking 50-50, there's a problem. If you're talking 1 out of 4, there's a problem there. But the question is, if it's endangered soldiers, then it would not releasing this information perhaps endanger civilians. You're only talking about what ifs. You can say, well, what if this hadn't been released, then soldiers wouldn't have been put in danger. I say, well, if it hadn't been released, then in fact some civilians would have been put in danger. So you can't play this what if game. This is the job, the sacred duty of a journalistic organization is to bring the obscured to light, and that's what WikiLeaks did.
1-800-259-9231. Well, if the U.S. government weren't over-meddling in other countries, then nobody would have been put at risk in any shape, way, or form. So just stop aggressing against people. You won't have as many problems. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
A passion for service never leaves. I'm Tim Lewis, and after 22 years in the military, I became a mortgage professional. helping my fellow veterans and active duty service members secure VA home loans. Refinancing with a VA loan is a privilege earned through service, and it's my privilege to help you get there. We can help you lower your rate or consolidate debt, even if your current mortgage is not a VA loan. Go to varadio.com to learn more. That's varadio.com. I'm Tim Lewis. Thank you for your service.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 1-800-900-VA-LOAN. VARadio.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring in whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that you'll find there. They're totally free. Again, freetalklive.com features, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, with the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to go and experience that. If you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to get on the Shrine, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to come back to the cyber war and WikiLeaks. There is a lot of stuff to report on with all of this going on. There's so much going on here. It's crazy. I feel like we've got even more that we should talk about tonight than we did last night, and I felt loaded up last night. But we still need to talk to you and see what you think about what you want. Jim is on the line in Illinois. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. How you guys doing?
Jim, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, hey, yesterday you had a guy calling asking for some advice about how to talk to his Jehovah's Witness girlfriend about the concept of liberty.
Yeah, that's right. She obviously isn't the most stringent of Jehovah's Witness because she's dating an atheist, but nonetheless, she doesn't like it when he gets into issues, and she feels uncomfortable about that, apparently.
Well, my thought on the situation is this. How you talk to her depends on how far into the organization she's in, because quite frequently Jehovah's Witnesses teach their adherents to avoid independent thinking. While they are not supposed to be political or supposed to be apolitical, they are still, however, supposed to worship, so to speak, not necessarily worship, but let's say revere the Jehovah's Witness governing body overall. They're like their slave masters, if you will.
So by simply entertaining a conversation, they're violating church code.
Basically. What happened is that there is a guy by the name of Raymond Franz, who I understand just died this year. He used to be on the governing board of the Jehovah's Witnesses back in, I would say, probably in the 70s. And what happened was is that he was the nephew of the then president, which was, I believe his name was Frederick Franz. And what happened was...
Wait a second. He was on the board and the nephew of the president?
Yes.
That's a real problem, in my opinion. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, there you go. But what happened was that he was having some problems with the organization, and he actually got kicked out of the Jehovah's Witnesses. This is the nephew. The nephew that got kicked out. He got kicked out of the Jehovah's Witnesses for having dinner with somebody who got kicked out of the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Jeez.
If the caller is still listening, I could suggest two really good books if he really wants to understand the Jehovah's Witness mindset.
Yeah, please, go ahead and get them out of it, because we've got a bad connection with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can tell. The books are Crisis of Conscience, that was published in 1980, that's about 300 pages long. And in 1987, he published In Search of Christian Freedom, and that one's about 700 pages long.
Crisis of Conscience, In Search of Christian Freedom.
Yeah,
you're saying good books to inform, to enlighten individuals who are not Jehovah's Witnesses as to what a Jehovah's Witness is all about.
That is correct, and they are written from someone who is a skeptic, but not necessarily. He's not in the Jehovah's Witnesses, but he's not necessarily a Christian either. He's
good information, Jim. I appreciate your call tonight. Thank you very much. At 800-259-9231. Hopefully, the young man who called in last night about how to talk to his girlfriend, who's a Jehovah's Witness. Hopefully that'll help him. 800-259-9231, or anybody else who wants to know things about those folks. Strange group. I can't say I know much, beyond the few conversations we've had about them on this show. I don't even know if they've ever come to my door.
I've had them come to my door.
I've had the Mormons.
The guys,
I've had the Mormons show up, but not the Jehovah's Witness.
I've had Mormons, too, yeah.
Huh. Well, let's go to Steve in Washington. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, Ian and Mark. I'd like to, I was laid off, and then I got a job doing what, I got a job so quickly that it went right from one paycheck to the next. I never even missed a paycheck, so it was kind of cool. and I got a job actually fishing, which is what I feel like I was born to do. They say that if you find something that you love to do, you'll never have to work again, and that's what I've done.
There you go.
But that's not the reason why I'm calling. The reason why I'm calling is that when I used to fish, it was right around 9/11, a little bit before, and then a few years after. And the security state wasn't as developed as it is now, as you well know. And there is something called the MARSEC system, which is kind of like that color-coded system that they have for DEFCON or whatever the heck that is, where it's red, code orange all the time or whatever. And when I got this job, they said, look, we're supposed to show you this stupid video from the Homeland Security Department, but it's dumb, and we're not going to show it to you. It's just stupid. Well, I had already seen it before at my last job, so I can speak a little bit about it. What it is basically it shows a few, you know, it's a government-produced film. And it shows a couple of attempts of people trying to infiltrate a pier where there's ships, you know, maybe cruise ships or container ships or something like that.
Yeah.
And it shows the right way to do it and the wrong way. One of them, the guy kind of tries to sneak on with a fake ID, and the people just kind of look away, and they said, well, that's the wrong way. And then the next time, they really question him and challenge him, that's the right way. It goes through, and then at the very end of it, it sums up, and it says, look, here's what you should do. You know, and it's so dumb because it has a guy, and he says, what can I do? And
GCN, we are not in a spot break here. I'm not sure where that audio is coming from. It might be me. Hang on a second here. Yep, that was me. Anyway, go ahead.
You know, the guy on film says, what can I do? And the voiceover says, well, here's what you can do. And it says, you know, keep an eye out and all the typical stuff. If you see it, say it or whatever, like Napolitano was talking about. But then the last one was the most chilling. It said, listen to your coworkers' discussions. If any of them sound un-American, report it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah. That is pretty chilling.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say. I just thought I'd mention that.
Thank you for sharing that. This on and thanks for the call. This on the same week that the Department of Homeland Security has teamed up with Walmart to start putting out propaganda pieces on the telescreens, as they've been being called. The little TV screens that Walmart has set up at every cash register are now supposed to be running a message from the Department of Homeland Security encouraging people to snitch on their neighbors. I think it's an incredibly destructive concept. It's destructive to human relationships. Destructive to, people are already strangers enough as it is, which, of course, is one of the reasons why this will work, to just discourage people from getting to know one another even better and put walls up between one another and distrust their neighbors, because they'll be constantly bombarded with this message of, that person could be a terrorist. Pick up your phone. Tell us what you think. Who the bad guys are. Is it your next door neighbor? Is it the person you don't like at work? Is it that person in front of you at the checkout line? They could be anywhere, Americans. Keep your eyes open. Be vigilant. The homeland. The homeland. 800-259-9231. You take control. More on WikiLeaks. Your thoughts as well on anything coming up. Free Talk Live.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Now, again, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features that you'll find there totally free. We've got news updates, so you can be kept in the loop about Free Talk Live. And, you know, whatever's going on, we'll keep clue you in first. If you're on the news updates list, you can join that those lists. There are different ways you can be delivered to, like email or Twitter or Facebook. Go and get signed up for any one of those at news.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I'm on it, and that's where I got some of the show prep that I have for tonight. Freedomsphoenix.com.
There's a lot of prep here tonight. Let me tell you, the WikiLeaks situation continues to just catch on further fire. It's already been on fire, and just today, with the cyber war, as it's being called, breaking out. Actually, I guess it started yesterday with MasterCard being taken down. Yesterday, before that, the bank, one of the Swiss banks, the Post Swiss or something like that, essentially it's the postal service over there in Switzerland, that was taken out. And now this afternoon, Visa, but I believe all these websites are back online. In fact, I just checked Visa a few moments ago. It's back. But this afternoon, when they were targeted for takedown by the hack group, Anonymous, they, Operation Payback is what they're calling themselves, they were down. I mean, within a moment, they started at 4 o'clock. I checked at 4:02, and they
this
were
is
gone.
America, these are your big financial networks.
The boast.
By the way, MasterCard, according to the articles I have, and I don't know whether it's in this one that I'm reading or not, but MasterCard's service to its customers was stopped today.
That's the allegation about Visa. I don't know about MasterCard.
I don't know about MasterCard. All I can claim is I read it in the news, and that they said MasterCard, not Visa. So,
well, today the hackers were claiming that they took down Visa's ability to process transactions.
Same. The newspaper, you know, whatever news organization. I don't have it right here in front of me, but that's the claim.
Right. I have no way of validating that particular claim.
I can't validate any of this.
Well, I could have run a charge through on something, I suppose, seen if that that works, but.
At that moment, but they could have gotten it up by the time the word got out.
Right. Well, I don't claim to know how the Visa and MasterCard backbones of their business works.
And perhaps you shouldn't speculate.
But, maybe somebody out there knows more, and that's why I'm going to put it out there. Do they really all go through the same central server? Or is it possible that somebody could run a charge through in Florida and have a problem because they took the Florida or the Southeast server down and somebody in the Northwest would be fine or somebody over in another country would be okay? It seems unbelievable that these people would be just operating one server, although I suppose the hackers could have targeted multiple servers with their attack. So I'm certainly not privy to the methods behind these people's attacks on their infrastructure.
Well, there's one of these banks that I guess Visa and MasterCard work with out of Iceland here, and I'm trying to find the name right now, has in fact said that they're filing suit against Visa and MasterCard because the people that want to send money, and it's legitimate the suggestion is that WikiLeaks has done something illegal, but no charges have been filed. And so they're going, they're going to file legal action against Visa and MasterCard.
On behalf of WikiLeaks, you mean?
No. Themselves.
Oh, okay.
They make money. They work with Visa and MasterCard. They make money for transactions, and Visa and MasterCard are costing them money in some way.
Right. Gotcha. So let's get back to the cyber war, Mark. I think you had a little more to tell us about that.
Yep. According to ABC's Jake Tapper, the website associated with the Operation Payback, AnonOps.net, had listed Palin's website as a potential target. This is what happens when you exercise the First Amendment and speak out against his sick, un-American espionage efforts, Palin said in an email. Now, exercise the First Amendment. She suggested that he should be treated like Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, or, terrorists.
What's their website? AnonOps.net?
AnonOps.
.net. That's down.
Okay, well, maybe they're getting denial of service attack.
Maybe so. They had their Facebook account taken down today, and their Twitter account was taken down as well.
Yeah, well, it doesn't affect these guys. this is a loose band of hexors, as they call them. Taking a website down doesn't affect them. You take down MasterCard or Visa, that affects them.
Oh, yeah.
Just wanted to make the point on Sarah Palin here is, she was suggesting that that Julian Assange was a terrorist because he was exercising his First Amendment rights.
Well, anything that threatens the government is terrorism.
She would have been happy as a little Alaskan clam if Julian Assange had been picked up on spurious charges by the United States.
They're working on that.
They're coming around with it. They'll find something to charge him with. I don't doubt it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I can tell, it's the sacred duty of a news organization to post information that they get. I mean, if that information can save people, I mean, we have another story here that says that that WikiLeaks, said that a Texas company helped pimp little boys to stone Afghan cops.
Yeah, I want to talk about that, too.
Absolutely. I mean, if you claim that soldiers have been endangered, little boys have been, saved from a life of prostitution and rape because of this.
Already been pimped, but you mean in the future there could be other
little boys,
right.
American companies employed with American tax dollars are pimping little Afghan boys to sick, perverted Afghan bureaucrats that the American government installed.
You don't think
that the American people have a responsibility for that? You don't think that people in the Middle East think to themselves when they hear stories like this, those stinking Satanist bastards? You don't think they want to fly planes into buildings? My God, this perpetuates war. This is what it's all about, people. WikiLeaks wants peace. The American government wants war.
Well, Assange,
support them at your own soul's danger.
Well, I don't know if WikiLeaks wants peace. There's an actual essay by Julian Assange that he wrote before he was arrested, and he actually doesn't say he's anti-war in that essay. He believes in some wars. Apparently.
Well, everybody believes in that just war. You just show it to me.
Okay, right.
I mean, I believe in the just war.
We'll get to what he has to say here in a little bit, though.
So, you want me to go
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I
want to
hear more about the cyber war.
Okay. The company that processes payments to WikiLeaks says it will sue Visa over the credit card company's decision to shut down WikiLeaks' data cell, that's the name of the company, who facilitates these payments towards WikiLeaks. I wish they would have put it in bold and I'd have known. Has decided to take up immediate legal action to make donations possible, again, the company said in a statement flagged by Talking Points Memo.
Good for them. I think that's great. I mean, attack them on all fronts. Get them with the hackers, take down their website, and at the same time, yeah, you can try using the court system. Maybe they'll have some success there, maybe they won't, but the instantaneous way these hackers were able to mobilize, virtually instantaneous, and get the job done in this case is just incredible. It's just amazing, and I hope they target the government next. Oh, please, please target the government servers next. Because it's great to take down Visa and MasterCard.
But the government has this expectation that that's going to happen and probably has a great deal of fail-safes in place, right?
But it's the government, Mark.
Come on.
We've seen stories about these people and their security before. It's a big joke.
Yeah, it's the government. You don't want to go up against a tank one-on-one either.
Yeah, but Mark, this is not physical reality we're talking about here. The nerds, the computer nerds, have they got the mad skills when it comes to the hacking. And the government's going to hire IT people. They've got an IT crew, obviously. But every story we've ever read about the government and the internet and the government and email and how inept and incompetent they are, their security is probably an inch thin and a mile wide. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com.
Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight,
Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. And head over there and get, you can support the show through our website. You go to freetalklive.com and you can sign up for a Free Talk Live AMP program. Become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into Free Talk Live, and get on more radio stations around the country. Bring more internet listeners on board around the world. Expose new people to the ideas of freedom, because they are so necessary. People need to hear these things. You know, the folks that are doing the attacks on the hacker groups that are doing these attacks we've been discussing this hour against Visa and MasterCard and Sarah Palin's website, and I think you're about to tell me Joe Lieberman's website was hacked as well.
Yeah.
So it's good that they're kind of cross-partisan. They are not targeting one particular political group or over another. That's good. But do they have the... How many of them are liberty-minded? How many of these people that are involved in this?
They're at least liberty-minded on that issue. And, you know, if you were to only associate with those that had the same political philosophy as you, as a libertarian sort, or even, you know, more so, there are disputes within factions within the liberty movement. Some people,
of course,
more government, less government. So if you don't associate with people with whom you have some disagreements, you'll never see any movement toward...
I wasn't advocating it being insular. I was talking about how these people, who knows what they are, who knows what they believe. The more we can spread the ideas of freedom, the more likely more people will be on board in any given group of folks, and the more likely that some of them will be influential and decision makers. And because I don't want to see is these guys continuing to attack a company after they've said uncle or something like that, after
they haven't said it yet, have
apologized. No, I don't expect that they will. But you know, there are certain ways that this could be taken too far. I posted on a Facebook this afternoon saying, wow, you know, I don't support war, but this is a war I can get behind because nobody dies. And they're going after the government and it's corporate lackeys. So there's nothing that's particularly disagreeable about this to me. And so getting the ideas of liberty into more minds is so important because it can really affect the way things go in the future. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. And I know PayPal's on there. What else can you do? There just aren't very many convenient payment systems on the internet. You know, unfortunately, we have to hold our nose a little bit. We do accept Visa and MasterCard as well when they're up and running.
Once a better alternative presents itself.
Where's the agorist payment processor? That's what I was saying. Where is the agorist?
They got shut down.
Yeah, where's the agorist department store? I want to buy some deodorant.
Yeah, they don't make those.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, we still have to hold our nose and deal with these corporations. But in the meantime, sending emails
to or writing letters or making phone calls to let these people know we're disappointed with what they've decided to do. That's what I did last night. I sent one off to Walmart. I've sent one to Amazon as well. So a multifaceted approach, I think, is important to have here. And anyway, go to amp.freetalklive.com to help the facet out of spreading the ideas of liberty and get some perks, too, like the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcast, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the cyber war here, and, Mark, you were just telling us about DataCell, which was the payment processor for WikiLeaks. That apparently had Visa and MasterCard turn them off. Is that right? And they're suing Visa and MasterCard. Actually, one of my producers just came up with the press release from them. So related news here, this from just today. Since yesterday, Visa and MasterCard payments are being rejected on our donation system. We've received a suspension notice stating the Visa of Europe has ordered our payment processor to suspend payments and undertake due diligence investigation in order to protect the Visa brand name. That neither the payment processor nor Visa Europe is running legal risks by facilitating payments for the funding of the WikiLeaks website. For the same reasons, the payment processor has suspended the payments of MasterCard. They apparently will be suspended for 1 week, starting on, well, I guess today. DataCell, who facilitates those payments towards WikiLeaks, has decided to take up immediate legal actions to make donations possible again. We can't believe WikiLeaks would even create a scratch on the brand name of Visa. And this, by the way, flies in the face of what TechCrunch, I think, said last night, and that is that these companies, Visa and MasterCard, you can link to them through the KKK's website. I mean, that's not a tarnish on their brand? And WikiLeaks is?
Yes. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Visa users have explicitly expressed their will to send donations to WikiLeaks, and Visa is not fulfilling this wish. It'll probably hurt their brand much, much more to block payments toward WikiLeaks than to have them occur. Visa customers are contacting us in mass to confirm that they really donate and they are not happy about Visa rejecting them. It's obvious that Visa is under political pressure to close us down. We strongly believe a world-class company such as Visa should not get involved in politics and just simply do their business that they're good at, which is transferring money. Visa is hurting WikiLeaks and DataCell in high figures. Putting all payments on hold for 7 days or more is one thing, but rejecting all further attempts to donate is making the donations impossible, and this does clearly create massive financial losses to WikiLeaks, which seems to be the only purpose of this suspension. It's not about the brand of Visa. This is about politics, and Visa should not be involved in this. Man, I wish I had a bank like that. Well, maybe I do. I don't know, but I hope I have a bank like that. That's a pretty great thing for those folks to say. Oh, but guess what? In related news, turns out, according to The Guardian in the UK, that Visa and MasterCard had some help from the United States federal government in lobbying Russia to ensure that the payment card companies weren't adversely affected by new legislation. And then The Guardian goes on to tell a lengthy story about how it is that the U.S. government and Visa and MasterCard were holding hands together and working to change legislation in Russia that might have raised rates or something like that on these credit card companies or made it more difficult for them to do business in there. So it's pretty clear who their allegiance is owed to.
Oh, I'd like to also point out that, PayPal's vice president of platform, Osama Badir, told an internet conference the site that he decided to freeze WikiLeaks' account on 4 December after government representatives said he was engaged in illegal activity. The U.S. State Department told us these were illegal activities. It was straightforward, he told the Le Web conference in Paris, adding, we comply with regulations around the world, making sure that we protect our brand. So PayPal said that it was the State Department that told us to shut them down. I mean, there's no conspiracy theory here. Oh, by the way, later he reined back the comments saying that PayPal had not been contacted directly by the State Department, but that he had seen a letter that had been sent to WikiLeaks. His remarks were undoubtedly intensify criticism. Now, I'm sorry. That's just a lie, people. That just sounds like a lie.
What part's the lie?
The retraction? Come on. He says that the State Department contact told us these were illegal activities and then changes his mind?
Well, why would he lie about that? I mean, why would he change his mind and lie later about that? Because
the government put pressure on him. The State Department can't have banking companies say, hey, the State Department put pressure on us. This is illegal. Do you understand that? It is illegal for the United States government to go, to pressure banks and financial institutions. Of course it is. they're punishing
the
WikiLeaks.
They're the government. They can do whatever the heck they want to do.
Sorry,
they are the law,
supposed
Mark.
To do. They're supposed to be illegal. And they will. They're leaving themselves open to suit.
Is it illegal? I don't think so. If the government comes and lies to you, it's not illegal. Their agents are, their cops are encouraged to lie. If the government comes to you and says, look, PayPal, what that WikiLeaks company is doing is illegal, that's a lie, right? I mean, PayPal or the WikiLeaks is not doing something that's illegal.
WikiLeaks WikiLeaks hasn't done anything illegal. Then they're punished by the activity of the government, and that's without having been charged. Do you understand why that's a problem? The government can punish people who they have charged. The government cannot punish people that cannot.
I get
you. Haven't.
I understand where you're coming from, but I don't think it's illegal from their perspective.
I think it is.
They are the government.
Well, they're not illegal like they're
going to
get thrown in jail. If you're talking about a criminal offense,
they're not going to be charged.
But they're going to be, you're talking about a civil offense, sure. And that just means lots of taxpayer money going to the WikiLeaks organization.
Well, if they won a case, which would be adjudicated in a government court.
Sometimes it happens. There's more examples than you got fingers and toes, my friend. Lots and lots more.
Of the government losing a case, you mean?
Multiples of your fingers and toes.
Maybe so, Mark, but I bet it happens less often than it I bet success happens less often than failure.
Well, mostly success is based on the ability to continue with the case.
Yeah.
If
so
you
what,
have a good
they'll
case.
Get a suit, they'll get a settlement 10 years from now?
Well, that's what it's all about, man. I'm afraid that's the way it works. I'm not saying I support the system.
Right. I'm just telling you, I don't think it's illegal what they've done, because the government telling a lie
is
not
illegal. By illegal, I suspect it's not criminal, meaning that no one will go to jail for it, if that's what you mean.
I mean, if the government sends out an invoice to you and says, hey, you owe this tax, and you don't actually owe the tax, and you pay it anyway, is that illegal too? I don't know. It seems like they can get away with this stuff, no problem.
What do you mean by illegal now? Is anybody going to go to jail for it? No. It's not criminal, but it is civilly wrong. Yes, you can sue the United States government for sending you an invoice for something you do not owe. You'll get your money back, and you can get a certain amount of interest. Yes, it's illegal in that sense.
If you win.
If you want to take the time.
1-800-259.
If you find out, they probably already issued you a check.
9231. So PayPal crumbled under pressure that was not even true.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.